You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All-Star game tonight. Give me a thumbs up, thumbs down, Dar-a-Lago and Thami, and Scott's jacket if you could use your thumb. In or out on the All-Star game tonight? You watching, Thami? Yes. Dar?
Out.
He is out. Thumb went down. Scott's jacket said yes because there are players in there. So it's 3 out of 4. I will be in. Nats are starting. I may tune out after guys get subbed out, et cetera. I'm not really invested in who wins. I definitely want to see the hometown boys do their thing. So I'm into that. I appreciate everybody for tuning into the show today. Chad Dukes versus the world is 11 minutes away from commencing. Dateline, Colorado. This story from the Washington Post, and the you can file this under Oh My God. Asleep in the mountains, northwest of Boulder, Colorado, a teenage camp counselor was awakened Sunday morning by a loud crunching sound. The noise was the sound of large teeth scraping against his skull, he told Denver ABC affiliate KMGH. A black bear, the teen realized, was trying to pull him out of his sleeping bag by his head. Let's all stop for a second. Let's remember. He's asleep in a sleeping bag. A bear put its mouth around his head and was trying to pull him out of the sleeping bag by his head. It grabbed me like this and pulled me, and then it bit the back of my head and dragged me. The teen, identified only by his name, Dylan, told KMGH. When it was dragging me, that was the slowest part. It felt like it went forever. Fellow staffers and campers were roused by the commotion and tried to scare the bear away as Dylan fought back. The bear dragged Dylan about 10 feet, then dropped him and walked away. Dylan was taken to the hospital. His injuries weren't life-threatening. Authorities are searching for the bear, which will likely be euthanized, according to the Associated Press. The teen is a counselor at Glacier View Ranch, a camp owned by the Rocky Mountain Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, the AP reported. You guys don't know the distinction with the Seventh-day Adventists. You guys don't know what makes them different from other Protestant churches. Saturday is the seventh day in the calendar. That's your day of rest. A couple other bits of doctrine I could go into as a something of a religious scholar, but I won't. Just know that Saturday is the big deal.
I just thought it was that they go door to door trying to get you to join still.
Saturday is the day of rest. That's the seventh day in the Christian calendar. So that's why they want you to take a time out. But forget about that for a second. A teenager was asleep, and a bear bit his head and tried to drag him out of the sleeping bag. You know who's never going camping again is me, and I've never been bitten by a bear and dragged out of my sleeping bag. We're not camping. There's too much out there in the form of snakes and bears. No. I can't believe this black bear let him go. They bit his head and was like, nah, it's not for me. Can you imagine being that teenager who's just trying to adjust to life and, like, hope the girl in high school will go to prom with you and, like, you know, where am I going to go to college? What's my SAT prep course this month? Whatever. I'm earning some summer money as a camp counselor. And, oh, what'd you do Thursday? Not much. I was a little traumatized when a bear bit my head while I was sleeping.
Hey, Danny.
Yeah.
Snakes or bears?
What's scarier?
Yeah.
Oh, snakes, because they infiltrate homes. And toilets and air conditionings in people's beds and
yeah,
things
but
like
if
that.
Your home is a campground, like that poor young man,
and if your house has a yard,
you come
right in the yard.
Listen, the Sopranos episode with the bear, which they were like, "Hey, here's some symbolism," and hit you in the face with it. I've been scared by a bear before. I've told the story many a time, and maybe even on this radio program. Years ago, my grandparents had a gorgeous cabin in the middle of Romney, West Virginia. Not Mitt Romney, West Virginia, just Romney, West Virginia, in the middle of the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Because that would be Mitt Romney, Massachusetts.
It would be, sir. In the middle of nowhere. And so they had a nice, there's no streetlights here, obviously. It's back in the woods. It's here, the woman and the kids and the dogs and me. And we're on the front porch. I'm shucking corn in the low light, okay? There's no streetlight. There's no, like, floodlights going outside. And I think I see something. It's no closer than Dar is to me right now, which is about 3 arms lengths away. I'm sitting in a rocking chair, shucking the corn for Din Din, and it's already after dark. It's the fall. And that's outside. I think I see something, but I kind of look, and I can't see anything. Whatever. Go back to it. I hear a rustling a minute later. I look back up. Yeah, I don't really see it. Nothing. A couple minutes later, another sound, like something brushed against a tree not that far away. Again, all within 10, 15 feet of me. And so finally, I think there's something right there, quickly dismissed by the adults that are present. So sure enough, on this screened-in porch, what the screen is about as thick as a paper towel. I mean, barely. You know, it's nothing for an animal. I'm going, maybe it's just a deer. Maybe it's a raccoon that's already come out, whatever. I definitely see it this time. Now, I'm a kid, so it looked massive. It wasn't, because they don't get to be anywhere near that big. I mean, they're bigger than a human, but not unbelievable. The bear that was making the noise 6 feet from me stands up on its hind legs and lets out a roar as if to say, hey, how you guys doing? This area is mine. Why don't you run inside, never to come back out after dark because you're terrified I might be lingering right here on what's for dinner. I have never been that scared before or since.
It sounds exactly like The Revenant.
Yeah, except I did not fight the bear for my life and crawl back and then eat a raw. What did Leo eat? The raw like heart or something of the was it a bear that he ate?
And then he climbed back inside of it, right? He lived in it.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about
you could have done that.
Well, when he's starving on the way back and he sees the other Native American who's and he's like, I'm just so hungry, and he like points at his mouth, and the guy like cuts him a piece of like blubber. Was it from a bear? By the way, I thought that was the most overrated movie ever. I really thought it was so overrated. Tom Hardy's amazing, putting on like a mountainous Western Kentucky, Pennsylvania type accent. He was amazing. Leo's doing that kind of acting. He did the same thing in The Revenant that he did when he was stoned on the Quaaludes, trying to get to his car in Wolf of Wall Street. He did that the whole time, and then like, okay, he's going to go stab Tom Hardy, I guess. I don't know. And then I wanted to love it. It just didn't butter my biscuit.
Because like, you lived it. Because
I lived that. I had The Revenant when I was a kid. Okay, that'll do it for me. Thank you to Thommy. Thank you especially to Scott's Jacket for what he did today. And just a behind-the-scenes effort, not wanting any credit, but I'll give it to him anyhow. Scott's Jacket, thank you for everything, sir. You did what you did.
He did make it uncomfortable with Lorenzo earlier.
Yes, he did. And hopefully Lorenzo still comes back on Thursday. Thank you to Dara Lago. CDVTW is up next. Have a good day, everybody.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.